Good afternoon. It is November 12, 2012. The time is 12:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And this is my Audio Mo number 12 for Audio Mo 2012. I got done listening to three audio boos from Top Gold of him asking questions and his students asking themselves questions concerning email, Twitter, and Facebook. And I'm going to answer some of those questions or try and go down the list that I heard in those three audio boos, which are very good. Check them out over there on Top Gold's audio boo account. First question concerning Twitter, concerning email. Do you know how long email has been around? Probably from the inception of the internet, way back when, I guess, late 70s, 80s, whenever the internet started. My first contact with email was when I was in the Air Force, a young airman. And we had a system known as a Wang computer system, and it was a green monochrome, nothing like we have today as far as the email clients, very, very DOS-like. What important information shows up in your email box, inbox? At home, it would be news from family and friends, confirmations of stuff I've ordered off of Amazon and the likes. At work, I got an email account. Would be information from managers and coworkers and on doing things on the job. So it's a good communication tool. Have you used email to share things? Yes, information, thoughts and stuff like that. You could say email was almost like the very first social media platform before Twitter and Facebook, I guess, in my opinion. How difficult would it be to get email on your phone? I use a track phone. It's a pay-as-you-go. I don't really normally email off of my phone. If I'm going to do any email, it's going to be off of an iPod Touch if I'm away from the house. Using Gmail. I like Gmail. And I use email to track things as far as like stuff I've ordered and whatnot. How would you describe your parents' use of email? My parents never really got on the internet. They passed away several years back. And I think my father would probably eventually use it once he saw the concept of it. But they never really, I don't think they would comprehend, especially my mother, she would not comprehend the internet at all. Has anyone told you to avoid making big mistakes with email? I tell myself all the time, if I don't want it out there, it's not going in an email, and I'm not posting it on Twitter or Facebook or any of the social medias, because once it's out there, it's out there. So you got to be concerned with that. Now, talk about Twitter. What are you doing on Twitter? It's my presence on the internet. I like Twitter. It's a very multitasking, useful tool as far as information, talking with people, conversations. Twitter, I guess a lot of people don't realize its initial concept was for emergency services personnel before it took the twist of a social media platform. How do you think someone becomes a trending topic on Twitter? Well, they get retweeted out and people follow them a lot, I guess. How much time do you spend on Twitter every day? Well, that probably a lot. Probably anywhere from, I would say, 3-4, maybe up to 5 hours sometime total, because I'm looking at all different types of Twitter streams for information stuff concerning just what's going on in the social media stream, as well as my particular job, I guess, or within the fire protection field. What is the next event in your life that you expect to be on Twitter? Well, this month it's Audio Mo, so I think next event will be next year, or next month with Christmas, I guess, coming up. What club do you follow on Twitter? I mean soccer club. I don't follow any sports on Twitter. Sometimes I may check out their Twitter stream, but I don't follow any sports entity. What would happen if Twitter was the primary channel of critical information for schools or parish? And I'm going to apply that to my community here in upstate New York, and a lot more people would be informed on things. Talk about Facebook. I use Facebook very limited. I don't really care too much for it. It's okay as far as with family and friends, and I just leave it at that, or close friends, and I just leave it at that. There's a lot of people in this area that do use it, and I don't know. I just don't trust Zuckerberg, I guess. But that's all I have. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.